Welcome back to the Grumpy Vet Podcast. Today I have a very special guest called Lee. However, I do call her Leah, and if you guys want, you can call her Leia. You don't mind, do you?
I'll answer to anything.
Yeah, anything. So my preference is Leah. Her name is Lee, and Leia will be fine.
Yeah. Anything really.
My colleague is, she's a nurse, a veterinary nurse. When did you graduate?
In 2018.
She has vast experience in small animal medicine, cats, dogs. She's actually one of my favorite nurses to work with. Very competent. I don't have any complaints about you, really.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. I've decided to choose Leah to do this podcast because I like her energy. I like her vibe. She's very open-minded. And what other better person to do this podcast? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll give my opinions.
So. Yeah. As I've announced before, the podcasting today will be this ban on the XL bully breed. Did it come as a surprise to you?
I'm not surprised, but I mean, it's a shame really, because it's just prejudice against the breeds. I personally am not impressed with it, but
yeah,
I can understand why.
I must say I'm also not impressed. As you guys know, I've been working with this breed for a while. I've had a period of my life where I worked for I don't want to say a breeding clinic, but I worked for vets that used to focus more on breeding. So I do have a lot of experience with this breed. And I'm going to be honest with you, they are lovely dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of them are really nice. Of course, you have one or two that can be a bit snappy.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of them are really nice.
Yeah.
The problem here, which I believe, is that because there's been... So why does this happen? Because there's an increase in attacks, yeah? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, apparently, a few months ago, there was someone that unfortunately died.
Yeah, there have been quite a lot of attacks that have been fatal.
Yeah.
The problem is, they're so big and strong, and the people that are getting them are not training them.
Yeah, correct.
They are not keeping them appropriately.
Yeah. Which leads me to my next question. Do you think COVID and lockdown contributed for this? Do you think these people that don't know how to deal with dogs... And obviously, as you know, during lockdown, a lot of people got hold of dogs. Do you think this is part of the problem?
I would say yes, but because lockdown was like 3 years ago, that impacted a lot of socialisation. So we did see a lot of dog attacks and things like that then.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know if it's just a status thing rather than lockdown, because it's a lot of the younger dogs rather than the three-year-olds.
I agree. I must say, I've been working for a few years. I've been working since 2010. And of course, now there is an increase in the XL bully breed, or has been since lockdown, that I've noticed. And 100% I agree that most owners are young owners.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of also owners that don't really have a clue what type of dog do they have in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really talking about a Chihuahua or a Yorkshire Terrier. We're talking about a breed that needs a lot of a strong hand,
mm-hmm.
if this makes sense.
Yeah.
And yes, I did see my fair share of dogs that the owners would not have a clue how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
And even if just a simple vaccine, they would not allow. And what can you do when the owner cannot even keep control on their own dog?
They're so powerful. I think a lot of the owners maybe aren't scared, but they are dubious of their own dogs because of the power that they have. And people don't research, not even just XL bullies, but any breed. They don't research into the breed to know whether that sort of style of dog is suited to their lifestyle, if they've got children, if they've got time to exercise them, things like that.
So I do blame a bit the lockdown, to be fair, because again, I've seen an increase in dogs. I mean, I think there was some data last year that since lockdown, there was like an introduction of, I don't want to make the number, but a huge amount of dogs coming into London, just in the London area, because of lockdown. Because
mm-hmm.
people just were bored, they didn't have anything to do, let's get a puppy.
Yeah.
So we did see a lot of a massive increase. And I honestly believe that most of these people that never had a dog in their life, they were completely clueless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And of course, having a Chihuahua or having an XL bully with the same type of owner that doesn't have a clue, a Chihuahua is not going to really cause a problem, is it? Whereas an XL bully, as you we know.
Unfortunately, the bite of a Chihuahua is not going to have the same impact as...
Despite the fact that, obviously, we obviously work with dogs every day, and I can honestly say that the most aggressive dogs that I tend to see, that we tend to see, are Chihuahuas, Yorkshire Terriers, Frenchies. Yeah.
They just don't make as much damage as the XL Bullies.
Yeah.
I do understand why the ban has come into place, because as a mother, I wouldn't like it if my child was in a situation like some of the children that have been in the situation. So I do completely understand. But the measurements that they've put out, because it's not a specific breed, it targets a lot of other breeds that I think there's other ways they could deal with this problem rather than this ban.
I agree. I was actually going to ask you, what actually defines what is an XL bully?
It's more measurements, so it's not actually like the breed, so DNA testing won't define it.
Which is crazy, because if I sent, so you're telling me that if I sent bloods to the lab, and the lab tells me that has, I don't know, less than 50% of a bully breed, but it looks like a bully breed, is that the bully breed?
Yeah, so they're going off of what they look like, really, so like a general impression. Is it a large dog with a muscular body and a blocky head? There's a lot of other breeds.
Oh, that's just bonkers, really.
Yeah.
Because what happens to people like me? For instance, I'm known as a vet to not know my breeds really well. I used to work with a nurse that used to take the piss all the time, saying, Thomas, you really need to work on your breeds. And listen, nothing wrong. Of course, I know the common breeds, but there's a few breeds that I don't know. What happens if I look at the dog and I decide that the dog is a bully breed?
Well, I did look up that it's not actually the veterinary profession aren't getting involved with it. Okay. So we don't have to report anything.
Okay, interesting.
I don't really know how then it's going to be monitored. I don't know if it's the police.
Okay, got it.
But we just have to make sure they're microchip neutered and unfortunately euthanize in the near future.
But for us to be able to either euthanize or microchip, we need to think that he's a bully.
Yeah.
And what about if the owner comes up saying, my dog has 40% of bully, but has the rest is Chihuahua or whatever it is?
Yeah.
What happens?
There isn't really much guidance apart from they're very specific about height, head, teeth, things like that. But that's all really good guidance.
I feel that with this lack of information, we will be responsible for some decisions that will upset owners and probably be the wrong decisions, really.
Yeah. And I don't think they've taken into consideration how emotionally taxing euthanases are to veterinary professions, and now we're going to be inundated with that, with complaints, with emotional owners, the whole thing on top of all the other issues we get day to day.
I do agree. I mean, I must have admit that since, I think for the last 2 weeks, we have been having a lot of people coming to the practice with breeds that are similar to XL bullies and not necessarily an XL bully, basically asking DNA tests. Mm-hmm. But as you said, it's not going to be based on that. So these people are clueless. They don't have a clue.
Yeah.
The other question that I was going to ask you, do you think a lot of people are going to abandon their dogs?
I don't know. I'd like to say no. But unfortunately, we do see a lot of strays. Mm-hmm. And I hope not, because it will just put charities under 100%. Pressure.
But according to the new guidelines, you are not allowed to give your dog?
You aren't allowed to breed, sell, abandon, or give away an XL bully from New Year's Eve.
So, to not sell makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got it? To not breed makes sense. To not abandon, of course it makes sense. No one should be able to abandon their dog. But to not give it away. Mm-hmm. So what happens to an 80-year-old lady that decides to get a bull breed, finds out that needs all of this hassle of microchipping and neutering, and what if she decides, I don't want this, this is not what I've signed up. Can she not give away the dog?
Yeah, I mean, the wording does confuse me, because does give away mean they can't give it to a charity, like a rehoming centre? I don't really know.
It is confusing.
Unless that ultimately they're just trying to get rid of the breed, so that
but that would be euthanasia. Sure. That is crazy. Because if they want us to put down all of these animals because people are not allowed to do anything with them if they don't want, that is crazy. Surely.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. It is hard because a lot of these big breeds, it always comes down to, it's not the dog, it's the owners.
Mm.
I think there should be some sort of like legislation or something that owners have to have a license, like it used to be, rather than people getting dogs willy-nilly.
No, I agree.
It's not right.
I think you're right. You touched a very important subject. Most of the times it's the owner's fault, unfortunately. I mean, of course, dogs have tempers and different tempers, but they can be worked on. Mm-hmm. Whereas the owner really just is responsible for that dog, really.
Yeah.
I find it, when I was reading the specifications of the new guidelines and they say we're not able to give it away, I was like, oh, come on, surely. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I think until this all fully pans out, it's going to be hectic.
So what you said, so what happens until the end of the year?
So on the 31st of December, it will be against the law to sell, abandon, breed from, or give away an extra bully, and they'll have to have a lead and a muzzle on from the 31st of December. And then from the 1st of February, it's illegal to own one without a certificate.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not seeing this happening. I'm not.
I don't see how people are going to comply.
How many breeds of dogs we tend to see that are dangerous and they're not muzzled, they don't have any certificates. Why would it happen now with the bull breeds? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I just, it's not just individual XL bullies that are aggressive. There's all breeds.
Oh, 100%. Have individuals 100%. That are aggressive. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's the owner's responsibility to muzzle it, to train it, to do whatever's appropriate for that individual, rather than banning a whole breed.
Mm.
I don't really have words.
It's going to be a tough one. And one of the things that I wanted to touch, which happened to me, I think it was when I came to England to work, I was asked to put the dog down, a Labrador. It was a young Labrador. This was in the beginning, like first or second year that I was working. And the reason was because he was aggressive. And I looked at the dog and obviously it's a Labrador, it's a young Labrador, and it's a very nice dog. The dog was like super nice and he was wagging his tail and he didn't show any signs of aggression. But because the owner had said, my dog has beaten and obviously he's aggressive, me as a vet, I cannot take the risk of saying, no, your dog is fine. And then the dog bites someone and then my ass is on the line, if this makes sense. So I think if people come to us saying because majority of these dogs won't have a good control. They are nice dogs, but won't have control. The owners have not raised, majority of owners won't raise them properly. What happens when they come to us saying, my dog is aggressive, I want to put down?
Yeah.
You just have to put them down.
Yeah, because your responsibility is, unfortunately, if that dog has been, you have to trust the owner that been aggressive, and you can't risk people or other animals getting injured.
Of course not. It's just going to be such a difficult decision, because I can assure you that most of those owners that's going to say, my dog is aggressive, the dog is actually not aggressive. But if you take the risk and if you just kind of just refuse to do the euthanasia, you can be in big trouble.
Because it depends on what that owner means by aggressive, because a lot of animal people would say their dog may be aggressive, but they may be just in pain. Like, you don't know 100%. What the underlying
condition is for it. One of the, it's known that dogs that, well, of course you can have aggressive dogs just by nature, but pain is a big cause of aggression, of course. Yeah, 100%.
I think, there's a lot of factors
to take
rather than just the breed.
Yeah.
I understand where they're coming from, but I think more could be done, really.
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even know if they have sought advice from the Royal College, have they?
I would assume they have, but I haven't. I've only found out the information I know by researching. I haven't been given any information from any.
Yeah, the information that I found out was on the government website.
Yeah.
And I would expect the Royal College to kind of give us some sort of information.
Because
I don't think it's fair to judge a breed on the way it looks.
Yeah.
I think you should have some genetics behind, because at the end of the day, what about if the vet that day decides that that dog is a bull breed, and if it's not, come on, that's not.
Yeah. Or if a client just brings their animal in for an appointment, and you think it's, and then you're going to have to argue with the client.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's just.
It's going to create hassle.
Yeah, it's going to be.
We are
hard.
In for a treat.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, yeah. I just think it's such a vast topic. It's such a subjective way of just categorizing a breed.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair. And I feel sorry for owners. I was speaking with one yesterday, and he was like, he was telling me, I don't know what to do because my dog, the dog, to be fair, did look like an XL bully, but it was a puppy. I think the dog was like 6 months or 7 months old, super nice. And the owner was just seeking information, really came to us to ask help. And again, as we discussed here, we also don't really know the full story behind. We don't really know everything, how is it going to be. So it's hard because obviously this owner now is going home completely gutted because he doesn't know what's going to happen. And it's just sad, really.
It is really sad because a lot of people, including myself, my dog is a family member, yeah, and to have it put to sleep because of its breed, yeah, it just, I don't want to be the person that sits on the fence, because, but I do understand why they've done it, but I don't personally agree with it.
But did you actually know that in the United States, because the majority of dogs are Labradors, the highest number of attacks are from Labradors, and that doesn't make, yeah, that's actually a fact, that's everyone knows. But the thing is this, you don't consider a Labrador a dangerous breed, do you? It's not a dangerous species, but at the end of the day, because everyone has a Labrador.
Yeah, I suppose it's like at the moment with like the brachycephalic breeds, they're like the trending dogs. So in practice, they're the dog you see most.
Yeah,
so I suppose in America, if that's the dog they see most, then it's always going to kind of change with the trends.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I just wanted to touch this subject. I mean, just to kind of do a bit of a short resume, like the data and the criteria to judge a bull breed are still a bit, what's the word?
It's very vague.
It's very vague. Yeah, that's the word. It's a vague subject. But I think the government took this decision, but they don't really know how to tackle this. And they're going with vague stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they have tried to be specific, but the breed itself varies so much.
100%.
And then you get crossbreeds that it. I don't see how you can just go by their rules and what they've put down. Yeah. Really.
I mean, my advice as a vet, if you have an XL bully or a dog that looks like an XL bully, is to wait for further information. I mean, obviously you will have to comply with the rules and you will have to have the dog neutered and registered and muzzled. But I think until further information from the government, I think we are a bit blind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's certain criteria to get the certificate. I don't know. I know it's about £94 to get the certificate.
94. Yeah, and where does that money goes to? To the vets? To the government?
I know the owners are getting compensation to get their dog euthanized, but I don't know if that's going towards that. I don't know. I also don't know how long that certificate lasts for.
I mean, let's just touch a quick subject. Euthanasia. Let's say that we euthanize the dog. That's going to cost for a bull breed dog, which for an XL bully that weighs what? Between 20 to 30 kilos, some 40, it's going to cost £100, £120 just for the euthanasia, which is just the injection. Then you need to think about cremation, which is another £100 on top. And cremation if it's with other breeds and with other dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's single cremation, that's £200 on top.
Yeah, I don't know if the £200 is just for the euthanasia or if that they give you £200 and that's the maximum that they'll give you. I don't know if that includes cremation. I don't know.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just, who has £300 to spend, let's say, on a bull figure to just euthanize their dog? And who wants to euthanize their dog? Do you know what I mean? Like,
they're also, which I'm also not impressed with, so owners get £200, charities will get £100. I get if it's a charity like, I don't know, the Dogs Trust or Batty that have vets on site.
Yeah.
But what about charities like small local ones that don't have a vet attached to them? They still have to pay full price.
That's
but
crazy.
They're only getting £100.
But why?
I don't know.
Who makes these calls? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, charity should have more help than the owners, to be fair, because they have to deal with more dogs than the owners.
And
they
they're probably going to get inundated because 100. People are going to abandon them.
Yeah, but so this is the thing. You are not theoretically allowed to abandon your dog or to give away. So what happens to these dogs once they go to the charities? Because obviously no one is going to admit I've abandoned my dog or I've given away. So there'll be a random dog that will show up at the charity. What is the charity going
to
do?
Yeah, I know. They'll have to euthanize them because they can't have a shelter full of, of XL bullies. I get the main priority is human health, but there are other ways.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
I think.
Do you think about any other way of doing this? How would you do it if he was gonna call in the shots?
I would put in some sort of legislation that the owners have to have some sort of license to have a dog.
I think, I think I would start with that 100%. And I think every dog should be assessed by a behaviorist.
Mm-hmm.
Every dog should be assessed by someone specialized and qualified on dog behavior and kind of actually see, does this dog has tendencies to be aggressive? Of course, should have a physical examination by the vet to make sure that doesn't have any other conditions, he's not in pain, but he should have an examination, really, before you take any sort of decisions. Otherwise, you're just basically sending these dogs to heaven, dog heaven.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's bonkers, really.
This will carry out.
Yeah, of course.
But it's just a shame that all these dogs that don't deserve to be put to sleep will be.
Well, guys, I think this is a wrap, really. We don't really have much more information. This is just what we were told, and I believe that there is more information on the way. There must be.
I would hope so, because it's still quite vague, but we'll see.
Yeah. I would like to say thanks to Leah for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. I will think about the next theme for our podcast, and I'm gonna launch this out. I'm very happy. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you.
And I hope you have a nice afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
No worries. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.